Now time for a locker room chat. Our first locker room chat with Oskaloosa head coach Eddie Miner. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
All right, great to hear it. You guys are coming off a season where you got a win towards the end of the year to carry maybe some momentum into the 2022 season, but we'll see how things go. I think this is going to be a pretty interesting team because there's a lot of new pieces here, including yourself. And let's talk about you guys' quarterback to start things off, Trenton Van Houten, or Van Halen, as you told me that you like to call him.
Well, he's doing fine. Obviously, since we are new here and, doing things a little bit differently, he's been doing a good job picking things up each week. And all that we ask is every day he gets better and then the kids get better. And so far, so good.
All right. Fantastic. I love the confidence. And talking about your guys' athletes in terms of the guys catching passes and running the ball, who do you guys have and what do you like about those guys?
A couple of our receivers that kind of stand out, Nick Bradshaw, Jr., Carter Sabelka, Colson Perry as our starting running back. We've got a pretty good stable of kids. I mean, they've been working hard, and again, everybody's learning something new. We came in, and actually our system is about as simple as it can possibly be.
You guys have a pretty tough schedule. What are some things, maybe some games that you guys are really keying on this year?
I've just watched as much film as I possibly can, and when I can't pull up off a huddle, I just get on YouTube and try to little things here and there, and then I've spoken with a couple of other coaches at some schools. So honestly, Pleasant Ridge was actually one of the few that I have a little bit of a history with when I was a head coach at Leavenworth High School, and I used to be friends with Coach Powers, and he was a head coach there. So I had a little bit of information on them. McLeod, obviously, I've gotten a lot of stuff from the Oskaloosa former coaches and some of the teachers around here and some of the kids. But I know that Mar Hill Prep from Atchison is pretty tough. I've seen them on about three or four different game tapes. But then again, they have a new coach as well, too. So, it's kind of throwing caution to the wind. You don't know if he's going to continue on doing the same stuff or he's going to do like us and do, a lot of things differently. So it's good. I mean, that's kind of the spice of life.
This is Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Oskaloosa football head coach Eddie Miner talking about their matchup versus Morehill Mount. Coach, what do you know about them?
Morehill was very well coached, very organized. They have some good athletes, really good quarterback. They have number 56 as their inside linebacker. I know kind of stood out to us. And number 7 at one of their corners. He's also one of the receivers. Just well coached, also a good football team, and we'll have our work cut out for us, but I think the kids are ready for the challenge, and I'm just ready to get the games going.
Yeah, are we all, and we're about to get things underway. It feels like the longest offseason of all time. I don't know why, but kind of getting back to this offense a little bit. It had its struggles last year. What kind of steps have you been taking in practice to get that offense going and get it into high gear?
We just do the same things that we've done in some of the other places that have worked. At St. Thomas Aquinas and at Leavenworth High School and at Blue Valley and Washington High School. Just some various things that we've done that, throughout the years we take some stuff away and try to make it a little bit more streamlined and, try not to reinvent the wheel. So we've tried to break it down as basic as we possibly can. And it's just like when you build a house, we're trying to build the foundation before the roof. And so, we're just getting better each day, and that's about all that we can ask. And obviously, I got the job fairly late, so, we're trying to squeeze about 2 months worth of work into about a month.
Absolutely, definitely a challenge. And talking about that transition from the higher A level to kind of now the 1A level, what would you say is the most significant difference that you've seen so far?
Numbers of players. I'm coming from situations. We have 130 kids, and so we're probably varsity wise around 35. So that's kind of job one, and we want to grow the numbers. And the best way I know how to grow the numbers is treat kids right, come out and put a good product on the field, and then you tend to get more players. And it's just kind of like a snake eating its own tail. So that's kind of job one right now. And then on top of that, trying to teach them football. So I tell you what, that's the great thing about high school football.
Yeah, it certainly is. Coach, thank you so much for your time. That was Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Taylor Insurance.